This episode is sponsored by RongRong Illustration. The stationery and gift brand, RongRong is all about empowering women and celebrating diversity with fun and fashionable art hand-drawn by fashion artist RongRong DeVoe. She offers a variety of planners, stickers, and other accessories. Her new birthday collection will be available on August 31st at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. This collection features all four seasonal sticker packs, washi tapes, and her very first physical coloring book. Go to shoprongrong.com to order yours, and you can save 10% off using our code PNW, that's P and symbol W, or you can check out the link in our show notes to get shopping today. This episode is sponsored by our friends at Wild for Planners. Wild for Planners are committed to supporting these important conversations we here at Planners and Wine bring to you. Be sure to follow Wild for Planners on social media to continue the conversation. What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Myra.
And I am Megan. Welcome back, guys. It has been a hell of a week. How has your week been, Myra?
Yes, it has been a hell of a week. It has been very chaotic. Tons of technical difficulties on my end recording this episode.
That's fine. But that's true. I feel it's like fine.
I'm having a technical difficulty kind of week, but it's almost over. So we'll get through it.
Yes, same. And you know what? So this week was our first full week back to school. And oh my gosh, it has just been insanity. Oh my, like at the beginning of the school year, they throw so much stuff at teachers. It's really hard to keep your head on straight. But I am very, very lucky that unlike last year, I'm at a school with way more better support systems, such as like the administration is super supportive. My team members are very, very supportive and helpful in understanding that I am a second year teacher. This is my first, you know, real school year. So without like, you know, having to deal with online learning and all that extra stuff, it's just kind of back to the basics, and they have all been super supportive and awesome. But even with all the support, it is truly insane.
Yeah, I've been worried about you down there. I'd be seeing articles about people in Texas snatching teachers' masks off and going off on teachers because they're wearing masks, and I'm just like,
it's pretty wild. It can get pretty wild. I feel like, I mean, I'm not going to say I could never see that happening in my district, but I feel like as far as my school and the parents, at least the parents that I've been able to be in contact with, they seem very polite and a little bit better than that. So I've been seeing those articles too, and I'm like, oh my God, how fun. How fun.
That's really...
It's ghetto.
I was trying to find a different word for it because I feel like I overuse ghetto, but it's fitting. It's very ghetto.
It's very fitting. Yeah, because I've been seeing different stuff like that happen in Florida, because it's not just Texas, unfortunately. Yeah. It is a lot of different ghetto places as well. It's just, what a weird flex to be mad that a teacher wants to have a mask on.
It's really weird. Like, I mean, even COVID aside, like the mask helps reduce like flu season. Like, we really didn't even have a flu season last year. Mm-hmm. And from that alone, I'm all for it. Like, we don't even have to talk about the COVID part of it.
Me too. In other countries, it was already kind of a part of their society that in public places, like airports and stuff like that, masks were just a part of just a normal part of their daily life. And it's definitely something that I wish the U.S. could get with, but you know, we can't even get with it in the middle of a Pangea. So how are we going to get with it? Just for giggles, we're not going to, clearly, but.
Yeah, no, it's a wrap for us, but.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, but speaking of masks, I just bought before we start recording, guys, I had mentioned to Myra that my EC order came in from their warehouse sale, and I got myself a new mask for $3, and I got Mason two new masks for only $3 because they was on sale as part of the warehouse sale. So very excited about that. We have another set of matching masks, and I absolutely love them.
That's so cute. I've been trying to find Ashton some more masks because he lost. I bought a pack of like three of Paw Patrol masks, lost all three of them. No clue where it is. So I'm trying to find him some more. And of course, Target doesn't have any more. That's where I bought the original ones. Amazon, like
Old
they
Navy is
have.
a good place for cute
Oh, you know
kiddo
what?
masks. So
Yeah,
I got
let's go.
Mason some from Old Navy. Remember, you can't shop right now. We're
I'm
recording.
not shopping. I'm just looking.
Y'all, I swear. This is why Myra don't even know what I'm saying half the time, because she be over there shopping and stuff. It's so sad.
I need to find him some more. Because he always asks about it. So now he just has the disposable ones, which of course he doesn't like because they're not cool and they don't have characters and stuff on it. But
But yeah, guys, we hope y'all's week has been going well and this has been a little less chaotic than us. We have a really, really amazing guest on the show today, and we will get to her in just a little bit. In the meantime, I'm going to let the plug queen, Miss Myra, plug away.
yes, guys, you can find us at plannersandwinepod.com. That's where you can find everything we do. We still have the Be Inclusive and Chill pins, so please buy them up because you want to be inclusive, of
And
course.
they're gorgeous
They're
and by
absolutely
us, for
gorgeous.
us, by us.
Seriously.
Boo boo.
So go ahead and pick them up. Also, you can listen to the shows on our website. We are offering planner consulting and also podcast consulting. So check out the website for that stuff too. If you want to just email us, everything is on plannersandwinepod.com.
It is.
And of course, make sure you're following us over on Instagram at plannersandwine. Because if you get all of the sneak peeks there, if we're not going to have a show, it'll be there. So yeah, all that good stuff. Am
And
I
check
missing
out
something?
our Patreon because
Yes,
our
that's
patrons are
also
the
on
best.
the
It is on the website.
website.
We just had our meetup last weekend with our $20 VIP patrons, and it was so fun. We had some new faces. We talked, we gossiped, we just did all the things. It was a really, really good time. So make sure you are
Seriously,
checking
yeah.
out the Patreon, or at our $5 level, you will be able to join the Facebook group, which is also lots of fun, very, very supportive, and just a fun group of gals and pals, so
Yeah,
join us.
definitely come join us. We keep that a safe space too. So do not try us. Let that very much known. Don't try to hop on here and spend a little $5 to get some tea. One, you're not gonna find it, and two,
No,
don't try us.
period.
But all is welcome.
I love that. All is welcome except the
Except
mess,
for the
okay? Don't
assholes.
bring the
Don't be an
mess.
asshole. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
literally our only rule is just don't be an asshole.
Agreed. But yeah, guys, without further ado, we can go ahead and get to our guest. So we spoke with the amazing Keisha Green. She is the founder of Paper Planner Essentials. If you have not checked out Paper Planner Essentials, make sure you do. She is at Drink Coffee Make Stuff on Instagram. And she is just so awesome. I love what she is doing with Paper Planner Essentials. She has such a warm, calming vibe and spirit, but don't try her either because she can take it back, and we're going to talk about that too. So go ahead and listen to her interview. I hope y'all enjoy it, and we will be right back. Welcome back, guys. And today we are talking to the awesome Keisha Green. She is the founder of Paper Planner Essentials, and we're going to get into a great conversation with her, just talking about everything from her planning experience to everything about Paper Planner Essentials. So let's go ahead and greet her. Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I am well, ladies. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for
We
being
are
here with
excited for you to
us.
be here. Yeah.
We really, really are. So, for anybody who may not be familiar with you or Paper Planner Essentials, can you just kind of introduce yourself and let us know how you got started planning?
Okay. Well, my name is Keisha, and I am known around the internets as Drink Coffee, Make Stuff, which is kind of what I do. I started planning. Well, I mean, really, that's pretty much all I do other than teach. But
same. So same.
Yeah. So I started planning probably about 2018, I believe it was. And it started kind of like, let me see what this is about. Mm-hmm. My sister kind of introduced me to it. She bought me a, what is it? The big happy planner. It was the memory planner. And because mm-hmm. I have been a scrapbooker for years and years and years, mm-hmm. I said, okay, this might be something that I can do. So that's where it originally started. And at that point, I kind of went off the deep end and had to have everything that I saw.
Same.
I kind of started using it. I have problems with short-term and long-term memory. Mm-hmm. And so it was normally the running joke around my house that I couldn't remember anything. I couldn't mm-hmm. remember my kids' birthdays, you know, events at work would come and go. I would get people in trouble because I would forget to tell them things that were due. So, I was that person with a million sticky notes and mm-hmm. couldn't mm-hmm. remember where I put them once I wrote them. So that's where I really kind of dove head first into planning.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Yeah, because I try to think about, like, how did I keep myself organized before I was planning? And I'm like, oh, wait, I don't think I did keep myself organized, which is why I started planning.
Now, I'm not good. I'm really not good at organization because the way my brain functions, it's like nonstop. There's no cutoff switch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, mm-hmm. that's why I tend to be the one that has 10 planners. Mm. Because for every, I guess, like category in my life, I have to have a place to put it.
Absolutely.
When everything is in one planner, I just won't even look at it. It's just, it just doesn't help me. So,
okay.
So organization is not my key. that's not one of my reasons to try to be organized. I just have to remember everything. You know?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that is why a lot of us have like multiple planners, like maybe it has to be like categorized in our head. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is for home, this is for work. And I wonder if that's it. Cause that was just an epiphany that I had. Like, is that why I have so many?
It makes sense.
Cause I'm not very organized either.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's either that or the covers. I don't know which is which, you know, but
so pretty.
I definitely have to have categories. I'm that person that has 15 tabs open on my computer that drives mm-hmm. my coworkers crazy. And I'm like, don't touch my stuff, you know, otherwise all of y'all gonna get in trouble. But so that may be something to think about.
That's true. That's really true.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about Paper Planner Essentials and why you started it.
Okay. it kind of started, it started with the second time I applied for the squad. So I applied for the squad, didn't make it the first time, didn't bother, you know, I'm not really bothered that much by rejection, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just try to find another way to channel that energy. Mm-hmm. But I applied the first year, didn't make it. I said, okay, I'm going to try it again. So I tried it again and I didn't make it. And so I said, well, you know what? I am not going to keep this up.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, there was a lot of controversy and, you know, how that went.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, okay. Mm-hmm. for me, it was that I saw all of the talent in the planner community. And specifically, I saw the lack of, I guess, visibility
mm-hmm.
with women of color.
Yes.
And, I was the one that said, you know, with that, I'm not really their target market anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I was familiar with Mandy And that was the company that I used with scrapbooking. So mm-hmm. I was, it had been 20 years, mm-hmm. you know? And so I knew over that span that I was not really who they were catering to. Mm-hmm. And it didn't bother me because I like the products. You know, I like what I like.
Right.
But I said, okay, so there has to be another way to make sure that there's an equal footing, mm-hmm. I guess. So that's how the magazine actually started. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to ask for another seat at the table. I am going to create our own.
Yes.
So that's what I did. I created the magazine. And when we first started, I intentionally had all women of color
mm-hmm.
In the magazine. I was like, okay, I know how to represent us.
Yes.
And so that's what the intention was at the beginning. And so when, you know, different things started to be seen in the community, different people started to, be inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
That's when
mm-hmm.
I said, okay, you know, and this was probably about a year out. That's when I said, okay, now, you know, now that we're out there, now that my vision was made plain in the beginning, now we can start to branch out and incorporate different, you know, cultural
women. Yep.
Women.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, all of that. But my first intention, and you know, it remains the story mm-hmm. that I wanted a place where we could be recognized for our magic and our creativity, because we are, you know, at the top of the list.
Period. Yes. I love that so much too, because I feel like, I mean, that is really similar to kind of our origin story with our podcast. Like not necessarily, obviously there's a lack of visibility for Black women to these companies, but in the community as a whole, there's a lack mm-hmm. of visibility for Black women. You know, we go unseen and unheard a lot, and we wanted a space where our voices were amplified. And if we couldn't get somebody else to amplify our voices, we just was like, we'll just amplify our own voice.
Yeah.
And that's literally exactly what you just said. I love that so much. Yeah, because we have that power. We don't have to wait for a seat at the table. We can create our own tables. I love that.
And a lot of times, you know, we just don't know what avenues to take, mm-hmm. I guess. Or, mm-hmm. you know, there's such a fear of rejection that we don't put ourselves out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, we're going to try it. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, you know,
yep.
we'll have fun with it anyway. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I wanted the community, and, you know, our audience was not geared to Black women. I mean, that was not our exclusivity. We didn't want that. We wanted everyone, but we wanted a Black-owned company. Mm. So that was kind of the difference. And so with being in the scrapbooking community years ago, it was my sister and I, who also helped me with the magazine. Mm-hmm. We were probably two of five Black people in the early 90s who were visible in the scrapbooking community.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because we set in our layouts and we knew the kind of power we leveraged, because we could pull Black women of color into mm-hmm. that scrapbooking community by showing that, hey, you know, look at these two Black ladies, their pictures are in the magazines. We can do that too. And so that kind of helped push that along. But I wanted everybody to have a space, especially seeing how devastated people were with not getting on the squad and stuff and not feeling seen.
Yep.
That was one of the things that I wanted to make sure we had.
So. That's awesome. That's really, really awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And that's really a running theme for you guys who maybe new, you're probably gonna have to go back, is particularly with the Black women that we bring on this show, the running theme is
you know, we tried out for something or we didn't feel like we were seen within mm-hmm. the community. So yeah. we created our own space. And that's mm-hmm. why like our own space is like, even with this podcast, you don't have to be Black to listen to the show.
Right.
But we created this space for Black women and women of color to see mm-hmm. like, hey, you know, we can create our own and have our own voice. Like everybody is welcome to, you know, consume the content, so to speak. But that is why it's super important
yep.
for us to make things for us.
Yep. Right. Right. Yep.
Have exactly. a vision, make it plain. That's
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yep. Exactly. yep. So what are some things that you have learned from the planning community through your journey of getting into planning and starting Paper Planner Essentials?
I think one of the things that I have learned, I think one of my big takeaways is not to compare myself mm. to others. Mm. I guess growing up, I dealt with that a lot.
Yeah.
And at this point, you know, I don't compare myself to anybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a saying, and I'll tell you guys later when we're not on camera.
Well, please do. Yes.
But I mean, you'll get a real kick out of it, and it is what I live my life by now. But mm-hmm. I, you know, not comparing myself to others has been my big takeaway, because I see the devastation that causes with people. Mm-hmm. I see mm-hmm. how, you know, people fall into that trap, and it just makes me sad. It hurts my heart when people do that. So I try to live my life like that.
Yeah.
My husband can tell you he doesn't know anybody else like me.
Yes.
So I am unique in my own quirky ways. Mm-hmm. And you know, the biggest thing is I just don't compare myself to other people anymore. And that goes as far as, you know, what I see on social media. Mm-hmm. Looking at numbers, so to speak, you know, mm-hmm. that to me, that kind of takes away. That yep. takes away from the joy that it brings me. I started this as a hobby mm-hmm. and it remains a hobby to this day. So why would I, you know, be comparing myself to what someone else does? So
yep.
I think that's my big, yeah. that's my biggest takeaway, is not comparing myself. I think other than that, I found that, you know, I had no idea that there were so many people who were infatuated with stationery.
I know, right?
You know, I have definitely found my people, and mm-hmm. I am good with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I feel like that just comparing yourself to other people in this community, it just sucks the joy right out of it. It just takes away all the fun and the reasons why we all found this community in the first place, because you're never going to have the exact same spread or picture quality or, you know, click or whatever it is you're looking for as somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So you really just have to find joy in what you have, find joy in what you're doing, because at this, on the same token, nobody else is bringing what you're bringing to the table either. And you never know why you're out here envying all these other people. It could be a lot of people with eyes on you envying what you're doing.
Right.
So you just really yeah. have to be happy with who you are and what you're bringing to the table, because there's just nobody else like any of us. We're all individuals. And that's why this community is so amazing to me, because of the individuality. I wouldn't want to be a part of this community if everybody was just the same. That's so boring.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, you know, with me, I'm a mom. Mm-hmm. I'm a grandmother. I'm a wife. I'm a teacher. I don't need another job.
Girl,
you know, I mean,
girl.
And I'm doing the magazine as well.
Right.
So, you know, the last thing I need is another job after my 9 to 5.
Exactly.
So, you know, so for me, planning is my creative outlet.
Absolutely.
It is how I unwind. It is how I keep from snapping on, you know, the 7 kids, the 2 granddaughters, mm-hmm. the husband, everybody. It's how I keep from snapping on everybody.
That's right.
So I need to sit down and plan and create,
mm-hmm.
not, you know, for anybody else's expectations. It's for
exactly.
my own.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And also, can I just say, like, your planner space behind you, it looks freaking amazing. Guys, I just, can I come over? Come. It is amazing. We're moving to a new house in a couple months, and I cannot wait to get my own little private space where I can stretch out and have all my stuff everywhere. I'm about to screenshot your background because this is gorgeous.
Well, let me
need some links. I need some links.
Okay, it looks okay today. You know, that's the you know, Instagram reality versus Instagram.
Uh-huh. Oh yes.
I like to have my friends come over and they like, you know, we need some. My sister-in-law in particular, mm-hmm. she's like, you know, I need a new sticker book. I'm coming over. I'm like, okay.
Yes, girl. So, come.
You know, she comes over.
She know you got it.
So I got like this. My craft room is now like my planner room. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking about in the next couple of weeks, shifting everything non-planner related to another room.
Oh, yes.
So I have that room, and this room, and kind of have a walkthrough. And I'm like, you know, where am I going to go today?
Love it. Yes. Options. Options. So, we love options.
It's fun. But I'm, you know, I'm a hoarder too. So,
girl. I feel like that's something that we all in this community really have in common. Yeah. It's the hoarding.
Yeah.
It's the hoarding.
A little bit. I love the whole minimalist idea, and it's so intriguing, mm-hmm. but it's really hard. Mm-hmm. It's really hard.
That's funny. I tried minimalist planning. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I had completely the wrong idea. I had the wrong idea about it. Because and it's funny, the planner babe,
uh-huh.
on the team, good
yes. planner.
I was showing, I was like, look, I did a minimalist spread, and she was like, it's full of stickers. And I'm like, yeah, but they're like neutral colors.
That has been such a big debate online where it's like people are claiming minimalism, but it's actually neutral. It's like, but don't worry about all that. Don't worry about all that. Just look at that.
I went and got the colors of the world markers and such color combos and all the nude I could find. And
I love it.
I had all those stickers all over the page, and Dee was like, mm-mm.
No. See, that's a real friend. That's a real friend who will check you.
Yes.
Like, my good sis, that is not minimal.
Like, no, sis. Wrong. I was like, well, you know, we're going to call it something different.
Right.
We're going to call it, but.
Yeah. I love it. And, you know, that's one of the things. Minimalist-ish. Exactly. And that's one of the things I love the most about this community is the friendships. The genuine, friendships that you can truly find. It can kind of be a little rough sometimes, and it's a lot of, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing, but mm-hmm. you can find your real people here. It is, I mean, you can't even put a price tag on it. It's amazing.
When you find somebody that will tell you you're doing all that wrong. All that
wrong. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
It really is. It really is. So, in your opinion, what do you think the planner community overall could improve on?
Improve on the
question
a little bit.
Yeah, I think we could improve, and this is not just I'm sorry, do y'all hear that little thing? I can't get my email to stop.
No, you're fine. Okay. Yeah, we hear, but it's not a big deal. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll deal with it.
I can't figure out how to take it off. I've been trying, but I think what we can improve on is the way that we communicate with each other in this shared space.
Mm.
And I think it tends to really come out when there's some planner drama, which I was like, that's really a thing with this planner and sticker stuff. But I think the way that we tend to show up with our entitlement.
Yes.
That kind of really bothers me. Because I'm the type, I'm normally for the underdog, the one that everybody is bashing. I'm like cheering them on. I'm like, you got this, because, you know, this is your voice, your space, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think when it becomes too personal.
Yes.
And that just bothers me as a whole, when people don't consider how other people feel. Mm-hmm. And especially with this being, you know, mostly tone is lost through text and messaging and stuff like that. When people don't consider their tone of and how that can be received, that really bothers me. So I think there's improvement on just the way that we speak to and about one another.
Yes.
There's been some really ugly things. And I think with things like that, I kind of step back, I shy away because I don't want to be involved. I don't want to be pulled in because I'm very opinionated. Mm-hmm. And so I try very hard to think before I speak. My a good friend of mine would tell me, taste it before you say it. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think there's enough of that because people get, you know, people have their own agendas. And it seems to get lost that everyone has a right to feel the way they feel.
Yeah.
And if you don't support it, then shut up about it. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, because it really gets ugly. And I'm like, I don't understand when people do things intentionally to hurt other people.
Right.
And I see some of that, and I think that's definitely one area that we can improve on, because if we're supposed to be planning and being happy about planning, where does all this other junk come in?
Exactly.
I don't get it.
I totally agree with you. And I feel like people get way too caught up in this online world, and obviously this community is important to all of us, but your life outside of the internet is way more important, and there are actually real stakes and real things involved, and everybody is going through something, and you should move accordingly to not just making sure people are always considering your feelings, but that you're always considering other people's feelings too, and what other people may be going on in their life outside of social media. I think, I don't know why it's like on social media people all of a sudden think that words don't hurt as much, when sometimes, like you said, when you can't hear somebody's voice or the full context of what they're typing, it can be even worse than if you were just to verbally hear it from another person. So I think people, I think the real life aspects of social media just really get lost, and people just get lost in this world, and they just get way too deep in it. And like you, when it gets to be too much, I absolutely take a step back as well. I'm like, this is not real life. You know, people are dying. COVID is still a thing. Like there's some real stuff going on outside of online that this is just not as important. It's just not.
But don't get me wrong. I know that there are people, and this is their life. This is what they wake up and they go to bed for. And I'm fine with that.
Right.
I just don't like the fact that other people pass judgment on them.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
If this is what you have, and I kind of equate it, and I hope I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
I kind of equate it as what I think sororities and fraternities are for very young people. Back in when I went to college, it was almost 30 years ago. So the atmosphere was completely different, mind you. But back then it was like, I needed somewhere to belong. And I was never that girl. I was like, and I guess because I'm an introvert, I'm good with being by myself. I don't have a clue. But there are people who thrive in settings that where they are surrounded by people who are like them. I'm good being by myself. I don't mind. But for those people, I feel for them when they are attacked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I definitely see what you're saying. Cause I feel like I can even say for myself, I think I have had the habit of definitely passing judgment, because I am a person to where my outside life outside of online is way more important than this online stuff. So when I see people who are making it this their world, I feel like I could work on my empathy a little bit when it comes to those people, because obviously, like you said, like their lives are different and this could be their world, and that's okay. And that's valid if it is, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you saying that, because I can definitely check myself.
And I think you can apply that to any situation.
Absolutely.
You know, especially with me, I'm a teacher. You know, there are teachers I know who live and die, mm-hmm. get up and go to the schoolhouse. You know, right. it's open today. Mm-hmm. I'm not going.
No.
Whatever no. I would do Friday, I'll do it on Monday. Mm-hmm. But you know, there are people that is how they function in their daily right. lives. Now, do I say, oh, they are so crazy for God? No, because that's what
them.
You know, people are who they are. And I try to fully appreciate that aspect.
Yeah.
They're just not. And this goes back to my saying, remind me, ladies, to tell you now when I it's not appropriate for everybody's ears. But that's it.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love your calming spirit. You have such a calming spirit. I appreciate that.
I'm a Leo.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm a Leo because it's in there. You know, sometimes I get attacked online by people sometimes. And I'm like, you know, instantly 1989 Keisha comes back and I'm like, hold on. And then I have to call somebody and say, okay, talk me down, please.
Right, right.
I have to go 89 on
them. I love it. Yeah.
See, I think a lot of people take that common spirit that, you know, as a weakness when it's not. It's
it
not,
happens to Myra all the time. It happens to Myra all the time. But she has a common spirit too.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to protect them. That's what they're
trying to protect you. Exactly.
But they don't understand that, you know. Sorry, I digress.
Like, you don't want these problems, sis. I promise you. Really? I promise.
Yeah. See, I'm gonna say I'm 50 and I haven't the time nor the patience for it. Mm-hmm. So when I'm being calm and understanding, I really need them to know I'm really trying to, you know, keep it together.
Right.
Because when I go there,
it's no going back.
There's no filter, there's no stopping. But I try not to go into that part of myself. I try
yes.
not to
do that. Yeah. Yeah.
But she's there.
Yeah.
She yeah. But she there though.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get it.
What y'all young folks say, she stay on ready.
She stay ready. Yes. I love it.
But yeah.
I love it. Goodness. So do you have any sneak peeks on what's to come for Paper Planner Essentials?
Ooh, sneak peeks. Ooh. Well, what can I tell you? I don't know. I think, you know, the overarching goal is for me to walk in Michael's and see it on the shelf.
Yes.
See it in print. And that's been really difficult because everything is digital now.
Right.
You know, everything is digital.
Yeah.
There are those corners where that paper product, you know, is still valued. So there are some things that are going on behind the scenes.
That's so exciting.
Or is that? I'm not. Yes. Because I've been here before. We've been here before. So any opportunity for me, you know, is a win. Yes. Whether it's followed through or whether it falls through.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me no difference because you see me. And I know you see me. So that's enough for me. Even if you don't support me, if you're lurking and I don't care because I know you see me. That's enough. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna take your negative energy and flip that around and I'm gonna give you some more to hate me for. So
yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. I love it. No,
I love it. Yeah. Yes. That's a lesson that I recently had to learn. Mm-hmm. Like just being okay with just knowing that you may, you know, like you said, it may fall through or you may not get the recognition, but you see me.
Oh yeah.
We know.
You see me.
We know you do.
They see you. And they are watching. So and you know, there's either one or two things that they're gonna do. Either they're gonna support you or they're gonna try to figure out how to do what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, you're being impactful.
Yes.
You know, whether they will admit to it or not, makes me no difference.
Yeah.
You
know?
Mm-hmm. But they see you, sis.
Yes, that is so exciting. Yeah. I honestly I can't wait to walk in Michael's, Joanne, and see Paper Planner Essentials on the shelf. That is
just, even, I gonna make it happen. It's so gonna happen. I don't know if it's gonna be next year, this year, next year, 5 years. I don't know, but I'm gonna see it.
Yeah,
I put it in my manifestation journal.
Yes, love it. That's amazing.
That's kind of something that we're always working towards. We're always, you know, that's the main goal. We're always working towards that because, you know, it's one thing to say, for someone to say, hey, you know, did y'all see my spread in the digital magazine over here? Mm-hmm. That's another thing when you had that paper copy and you said, this is me.
Yes.
And that's that intrinsic reward that I get when someone shares that they've been in there. That is you know, the reason why it exists. Because everybody can, you know, feel good about what they do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that is so dope. It's happening.
It is.
It's gonna be so amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, Michaels. Y'all yeah, listening.
Girl. Yes.
You know how we be. Everything. Ooh.
Yes.
It'd be a sewing magazine. Oh, it's a black girl on that cover.
Harriet Bolt purchase.
Yes. You open it up and there's me on the on the inside.
Yes.
That's it. That part right there. So,
yeah. Oh, we love to see it. Yes. So let the people know, because you don't have to wait for it to be at Michael's, which it will be, but get your dose now. Mm-hmm. But let the people know where they can find you and find Paper Planning Essentials, all that good jazz.
Okay. So you can find us on Instagram at paper_planner_essentials. You can find us on Facebook with the same handle. To get our physical copies or the digital copies, you can click the link in our bio on Instagram, and it'll take you directly to our platform, which is on MagCloud. Okay. And on that platform, you can find all of our issues that have been in print since our relaunch. I think that was in June of last year. We did a rebranding. So everything is there, and we have had some awesome, awesome people from the community there. We have guest features, guest writers.
Yes.
You know, we do interviews, all that good stuff. So you can find us all over social media if you just click Paper Planner Essentials.
Yes, love it. Y'all, make sure y'all check it out. Thank you so, so much for joining us, Keisha. This has been an awesome conversation. Yes. I love you and everything you're doing, everything, all the positivity you are bringing to this community. Please keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, we see you, girl, and we are so excited for what is to come. I'm so grateful for you. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity to extend an invitation to you ladies. We would love to have an interview with you two coming up.
Yes.
We're here for it. Whenever.
Get those pictures ready. So we'll put you on the spot and have you.
We would love that.
In this format, you can't say no. So come on.
No, of course not. No, it's important. It's for the world regardless. But we would absolutely love to just let us know when, guys. Awesome.
Just let us
coming
know.
Coming soon. Thank you so much, Keisha.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for having me. Love you, ladies.
We love you too.
Love
and guys,
you do. And I tell you,
ladies, yes,
I'll show up. Thank I'm you. Like, tuned in. I'm like,
yes,
okay, they're talking about
yes. Thank you so much. And guys, just stay tuned for the rest of the episode. Make sure you check out Keisha, and we will be right back.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
All right, guys. So we are back. I hope y'all enjoyed that interview with Keisha. She is absolutely amazing. Myra, what are your final thoughts about the interview?
Like you said, I thought it was absolutely amazing. Just getting to know how the MAC started and where it is going. Yes. I love that it is Black AF. Mm-hmm. Y'all know how we are on this show, mm-hmm. but it's also nice just to kind of see what, you know, who is the person that created it or started it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's like, just like how we mentioned in the interview, there is such a common thread between all these Black-owned things, especially things that are in the planner community, but obviously in most Black-owned things, it's like you don't see the representation that you deserve, so you make mm-hmm. the representation that you deserve. Like, I mean, that's literally our origin story. That's Keisha's origin story. There's so many people's origin stories that we have had on this podcast, and I'll just never get over how blessed I feel to be able to talk to people like her. And like you said, get to learn more about them and what goes into it. And it is Black AF, but it's also very inclusive. And she is branching out and wanting to include all different walks of life that are part of the planning community. So, you know, kudos to her. We need more people like her.
Definitely. Yeah, seriously. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. it's definitely a running theme. Mm-hmm. with Black people all over, like mm-hmm. we kind of create our own space, and then people be mad that we create our own space after y'all excluded us from spaces. Weird.
See how that works.
Really weird. Because weird. Typically our stuff is cooler, but you know, mm-hmm. you know, I'm kind of biased since I'm in the community or whatever.
Oh, period. Yeah.
But it's true. It's true. I don't know. It's weird how that goes, but yeah, mm-hmm. I love it. I love yep. it. Love speaking with her and excited to see where the magazine goes.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm waiting on my, I want a paper copy. Like, I want to be able to walk into Michael's and pick up Paper Planner Essentials and, you know, that would be so awesome. So
Michael's. Awesome. Get it together. I hope y'all talking.
Look, we've been talking to Michaels for like a year. I don't know if they listen. We need somebody email address.
I feel like they have to. They mm-hmm. have to. Yeah, somebody around that works within has yeah, to.
That's true. There are a lot of unexpected people who listen to this podcast.
Seriously. So. That's why I'm like, I wouldn't even put it past. I mean, I'll be yeah. shocked if I find out that it's true. But like you said, mm-hmm. there is a lot of unexpected people who listen.
Absolutely. One day we're definitely going to get an email from, you know, Emily and Michaels. Hey, Meg and Myra, we love your podcast. So we're like, what?
We're going to be
finally,
gagged.
Finally, shit. Took you long enough, but hey, girl. Yes, we love Michael. Shout out to Michael.
Yeah, we really do. We love y'all. Really
yes. And okay, so Passion Planner kind of unexpectedly came out with some new additions of their daily undated Passion Planner. So the new colors are a amethyst dream, which is like a purple. Amethyst is my birthstone. Love to see it. The cosmic blue, which is like kind of like a grayish navy blue, I would say. They also have a white one called Blossom White, which looks very classy and fancy. They have a Sakura Melody Rose Gold. It is a gorgeous pink rose gold. Shout out to Julie Clans. I know you're not here for it, but you know, rose gold is here to stay, girl. And I think the new, the Daily Undated Elite Black New. So they have a new black one also. And they already had a Elite Black, so I'm not 100% sure what the difference is. Maybe this is the hard cover black one, or maybe it's just their black, like a black one in the new material. Because they do have more sizes. So
yeah, the black and one, the large. I don't know if it's like, you yeah. know, like the cover is different or anything, yeah. but they do offer the black one in medium and large
yep.
now.
Yep, exactly. So, which is really, really cool. Because if you want to do the daily and maybe you weren't having enough room in the small one, now you can expand to the medium and large, which is really awesome. Myra, go ahead and tell us what you bought, because we know you bought something.
Yeah, I got the amethyst one because that mm-hmm. is my favorite gemstone. Mm-hmm. Usually I'm...
Shout out to February, baby.
Usually I'm like all about the Sakura. Mm-hmm. anything Sakura I probably own, but mm-hmm. I don't know, I just wasn't feeling, maybe it was just the rose gold, not to say I don't like rose gold,
right,
before Julie say something or somebody send this to Julie. I do love it, but I didn't like the cover, like the way it just looked to me, it wasn't vibing with me, so I'm like, right. I'll just do the purple, which yep. is really cute.
Yeah, it's really cute. I hope this is a preview of what they will have for their yearly 2022 planners. A patron of ours told us that the colors for the 2022 should be out, I believe, in September, and you'll be able to pre-order them then. Because I know last year they had a lot of issues with trying to get people's planners by 2022. Some people didn't get it to afterwards, unfortunately, because COVID and all the disaster with the U.S. mail that was going on with people, you know, yeah. mail-in voting, it was just a hot mess. So I think they're starting earlier this year, which is super, super awesome. But yeah, I know they had a purple passion planner a couple years ago. So I am like dying after seeing this amethyst dream. I really, really hope they have a 2022 purple because I want it real, real bad, like real bad.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if they switch up the layout at all.
Girl,
just curious. That's all.
I don't think it's gonna happen, but continue to surprise me, passion planner, because I will be happy. But you know, this is a brand that we're gonna support irregardless of what they do with this layout, because we just love passion planner no matter what. Also, so as y'all are hearing this, the Notique bags are going to officially have already been released. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you know, stay ready. So you don't have to get ready, you know, VJ giving us time to get our money up between releases. My wallet shipped. I have no idea when it's going to be here, but it did ship. Has your wallet shipped or your wallets?
I got something before you.
Y'all, she is so gagged. Oh, it's so pretty.
It's super pretty. Look, I already set it up and everything. Yeah. I got my little Simply Gilded, like, gold pin in there.
Oh, that's so pretty.
And I got my Croco. I haven't done anything with this one yet.
Oh, those are pretty.
I'm so gagged. I got something before Meg. Never happens, y'all. Never happens.
Don't get used to it. Seriously,
I'm not.
No, it was like, look, she ordered two. Let's give this girl her wallet, okay? She is not playing around. They not studying me in my one wallet. It's fine.
Oh, but you got the whole setup, though.
I know. I can't wait to get it. Yeah, that's true. I did get the whole setup.
And you ordered before me.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I looked at my shipping like a little while ago, and it literally has zero updates. So I don't even know if that thing has shipped. Or if the label has just been printed.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past USPS that they just didn't scan it and it's just sitting there.
Girl, don't even VJ shipped your stuff. Yeah, I know you know she what? Because she doesn't play around.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's USPS. Absolutely. So yeah, guys. So make sure, I'm sure if y'all listen to this, y'all will have already shopped the bag release, because if it's anything like the wallet release, then things are going to go quickly. I forgot to look at the video. I know the houndstooth bags are going to be out, but were the Croco bags out as well, coming out with this release?
I didn't look at the video, but the email didn't have a picture of that, so I'm assuming that it's not.
Maybe it's just the houndstooth bags on this one. Yeah, it could just be the houndstooth bags on this one. But we'll see. We'll definitely see. Which I mean, I definitely really like the houndstooth bags, but I need something bigger. So I'm waiting on the Croco bags. That's when I'm gonna have to get in on it. I cannot wait. Are you getting both?
I can't, because I have bought I pre-ordered the Aroy Estelle one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, since I have that, I can't get it. Two bags from Notique. I can only get one. So
you gotta choose. Yep. When are the Aura sale bags gonna be in?
I'm not expecting for those to start shipping until mid-October.
Okay,
so it's gonna be a while. But I'm in no rush.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the bag is secure.
Yeah,
so
it's secure.
It's fine.
Whenever it gets to you, just send it to me. And it's probably going to take a bit longer because they're in Canada.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I probably won't see it till Thanksgiving or something.
Yeah.
But ain't worried about it.
Yeah, let us know if y'all shopped either the Aura Estelle pre-order, or if you are shopping with, or if you shopped with Notique as you hear this, because I want to know what everybody got. I love, this is like bag season. Everybody's coming out with like a bag or something. It's like so exciting.
It's the wave. Mm-hmm. It's really the wave. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for it.
Me too.
Because they all look so good.
They really do. They really do. It's luxury. It's luxurious. And it's just luxury, period. I love it.
Yeah. And we pay for luxury.
We do. We absolutely do. And also our girl Arianne over at Cookie Sticker Co., she is releasing the drip patch. Well, as you hear this, it will be out. So
and gone.
Yeah, they probably gone.
So they gone, girl. I'm so sorry. Y'all, if y'all been listening, y'all already know, especially with Cookie Sticker Co., you gotta mm-hmm. stay ready. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like seconds, those things be gone. You have mm-hmm. to stay ready with her.
Yes, you do. Yes, you really, really do, because the girls don't play. The cookie fans, what are they called? Is there like a name for the cookie stands?
The Cookie Monsters.
Cookie Monsters. Oh, that's cute.
That's so cute.
That is so very, cute. Very cute.
And very, very accurate, because they eat all that stuff up.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Also, I don't know if it's still going to be available by the time y'all hear this. I'm so sorry. But the EC Fall Surprise Box is available as we are recording this, as a bunch of pumpkins on the box. Y'all know how I feel about surprise boxes. But I can say it does seem like historically the fall box has kind of been the better of the boxes. So if you're not always. Well, no. I stand by that. I stand by that.
You sure?
I am.
We got ornaments in the last fall box.
Well, what about the last summer box? Like last summer? I don't think that was a
little... The scissors?
Was it? I don't even remember. Y'all know. We're not big on surprise boxes, but I don't know. Maybe they'll surprise us. I'm trying to be more optimistic in general. Okay.
You're right. I'm It was the ornaments for me.
The ornaments.
If
you love the ornaments, they are available as part of the warehouse sale. So you can go and stock up. I saw them on there. You did.
You're right. Yeah. They were on there.
They were
you're
on right. there. So I hope, because we had a couple people who really were into the ornaments, even though we weren't. You know, they weren't ugly or anything, but it's just not what I want to buy from my planner company personally. I just don't need ornaments, but you know, yeah, they were available part of the warehouse sale. So I hope somebody.
I will say, the fall surprise box is a little tempting because I do like the pumpkins design on the box, but I'm scarred from the ornaments. I really am. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I think the surprise boxes would be better if there were more exclusive items. I really, really do, because mm-hmm. I just feel like there's no point for me to get the surprise box when the best items are more than likely not exclusive to the box and will be available. Yeah, yes, you can get them for a lower price because you're buying them all at once, but I don't want all of them. So if I just wait till they're on the website and buy the ones that I want, I'm going to spend less money than I would have on the box. And then I'll only have things that I'm actually going to use rather than having a bunch of random stuff that I'm probably not going to use. So that's just me, though. That's just me, though. Some people love surprise boxes. They're just not for me.
Same. Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to say I don't like surprise boxes, because that's not true. I think I'm just a little scarred. So I'll have to see a few more to see if, you know, things are changing within the box before I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll give it a try.
Right. That's true. Yeah, because I'm not going to say never. I'm definitely not going to say never. But yeah, I've been enjoying kind of sitting back and watching what happens with some things. So. We'll see.
Yeah, they fun to watch the unboxings and stuff, mm-hmm. especially really like on Instagram Live and mm-hmm. things. But yeah, I do. I mean, that box is cute though. Like it the is, actual box, is
the
really
physical
cute.
The box design, is very cute. That is very true. Like EC can make a box.
Okay, that mm-hmm. that is very, very much so true. Mm-hmm. I still have my Star Wars box.
Yeah, see, that was a gorgeous box. That was a gorgeous box. And you know what? I'm kind of disappointed because I got some EC stuff from the warehouse sale, and I got a planner starting in September. It came today. Thank you. But it didn't come in like the normal EC box. It came in like a regular white box. So when my husband got it from outside, he knows what an EC box looks like at this point. I was like, babe, yes. Is that from EC? And he was like, I don't know. It's just a white box. And I was like, a white box? What is this witchcraft? And it definitely said Erin Condren on it. And I was like, you
turned your nose up to the white box.
I did. I really did. Because I was expecting my beautiful box that I usually get. Yeah,
we're a sucker for packaging.
We really are. We really, really are. I love the boxes. So maybe, you know, maybe they was out of them or something when they shipped my order, or they didn't have that size. But you know, I can't, they can't get rid of those boxes because I really like those boxes and they're very useful. I always save them. So if I, you know, sell something on Mercari or something, I will send your stuff probably in an EC box, whether it's EC items or not. It's probably not gonna be EC items, but it's gonna be EC box, so, or Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah, and cool for storage too, because usually those are mm-hmm. reversible. So
right.
Yeah, I do love EC box.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So yeah, let us know if y'all shop the fall surprise box. We want to know about everything y'all are doing because we're always telling y'all all our business and everything we're ordering. So we want to know what y'all are ordering also. Okay, let's get into a topic. I literally wrote this on our notes as blocking folks is mental health care. And I meant that. I meant it.
It's facts. It really is. It. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I did a carousel post on this, and mm-hmm. Y'all was feeling the exact same. I don't know how. Mm-hmm. How every time I post something, y'all be feeling the same way.
It's the timing for me. Your timing is impeccable. It's like
I don't know. Like I just be waking up like
on the community. It's like you just be posting what everybody's thinking at the exact time.
I don't get it because literally, y'all, there's. Not to say there's no preparations, like clearly, like I prep, mm-hmm. but that post, it was just like, oh, I feel like this needs to be said today. Mm-hmm. And apparently it did. Yep.
Very true. Very true. And you know what? In case anybody did not see your post, even though if you're listening to this podcast, you should definitely be following me and Myra on our personal Instagram pages, as well as the Planners and Wine page. Do you want to kind of go through some of the, I guess.
Oh, you know, I would love to get like your commentary on it and what your thoughts is on the points. Cause
absolutely.
I definitely didn't talk to you about this beforehand.
Mm-mm, yeah. Okay. No, she was just shooting and just, you know,
just apparently no warning. I hit.
No, yes.
All right. So it's 5 reasons to really mute, unfollow, or block. I just didn't have enough space to put that on there. Someone mm-hmm. on social media. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first one is their energy is not vibing with yours.
Y'all, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Okay, like, and I feel like sometimes we can't even really identify what it is, but there mm-hmm. could just be somebody that you're following on social media that's following you, and it's like every time they post something, it just does not agree with your spirit. You're like, well, that's crazy. Why do you think like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it could just be something like totally off or something to you or just totally opposite of what you think and feel. And like, it's not like, you know, that person is a bad person or, you know, y'all may have talked in the DMs. Y'all might have agreed on a lot of things, but it's just something about the things that they post that is just not agreeing with you. And kind of another way that I've seen this worded from other people in the past is just like, don't follow people on social media who make you feel some type of way or just don't make you feel good in general. Cause like that could be somebody who, I mean, they could be doing something that you really want to do. And so maybe you followed them originally for inspiration.
Wait, that was another point.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Go ahead.
It's all inclusive. Yes. It's like maybe you originally followed them for inspiration, but they could be posting and it could be just making you feel bad that you're not doing mm-hmm. what they're doing and that's what you want to do. And if that's the case, you can unfollow, or if there's just something in like everything they're doing is just not sitting right with your spirit and you just don't want to deal with it, you can block. It's really not a big deal. Like, I feel like some people may get their feelings hurt from it, but honestly, I wouldn't take it personal. Like, unless it's just somebody that I thought we were just like friends. Like, if Myra blocked me tomorrow, I would be like, girl, what? First of all, I'm calling you. You're not just gonna ignore me on social media. But if it's something that you just kind of talk to in passing and whatever, it's just not agreeing with your spirit, like, you, there should be no guilt and they shouldn't feel any type of way, because it doesn't mean that what they're, how they think and feel is wrong. It just means that y'all are on two totally separate wavelengths. That's kind of how I see that one. It's kind of, is that kind of how, where you were going with that one, Myra?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's this misconception that somebody has to do something to you or do something wrong in order for you to like eliminate them, I guess. But from, that's not necessarily
online, from your space. Not yeah. murder them.
Yes.
Just for clarification.
The post says for social media, not literally. Not in real life.
Please don't kill anybody.
Please don't. But yeah, I think like you, people have this thing like, oh, they haven't really done anything, but if they're making you feel bad or the vibe is off or you just have bad energy around them, just let it go. Because this is, like you said, this is your space. So protect it. And you don't have to announce it either. Like, please don't announce it. Like, nobody cares.
It's not, and that is where it starts to get mean and ugly.
Yeah,
like, that is not necessary. Like, I have blocked so many people for so many different reasons, and I have just never felt the need to go on my stories and blast them about it. Like, even if it was somebody who like personally offended me or my friend, and that's why I blocked them. That you still don't have to do all that, because all that's gonna do is make you look bad and make you look mean and like a bully. Even if you have valid reasons, that's gonna invalidate everything, and you don't have anything to prove to anybody. If you don't want somebody in your space, don't have them there. It's really that simple.
Yeah, and low-key, like, the petty in me likes to keep people guessing, like they just don't even know why. Because that's just the petty in me. Not saying that that's right, because that's probably not right, but I get a little thrill out of people like trying to guess what was the reason. What was the reason?
Because they always gonna guess, and
they always gonna guess, and they're gonna be wrong.
And they can have it. Yep, they're gonna be wrong. Okay, what was your next one?
All right, protecting your peace.
Y'all, protecting your peace is essential. And for me personally, I feel like in the planner community, I was initially, like we kind of talked about, really scared of hurting other people's feelings, even when the things that people were posting really started to cross the line and really like personally offend me, just because I had maybe chatted with them once or twice in the DMs or whatever. I still just didn't want to go that extra mile at blocking them because I was so scared about how it was going to affect them and all this type of stuff. But y'all, ever since I blocked the first person that I should have blocked a long time ago, my block game been extra strong. I really don't hesitate anymore. I don't.
You're right.
I pulled that trigger.
I feel like maybe about a year ago, Meg would have been like, oh, you know, think it through. It's going to be more of a headache to block them than not to. But 2021, Meg, no hesitation.
Block. why you ain't blocked yet? I'd be like, why you ain't blocked yet? Yes. Every time we talk about something, why you ain't blocked yet? What's going on?
Yeah, because it's really just protecting your peace. And it's nothing personal. Like, seriously, it's nothing personal. But like, if you feel like, and that's like kind of my next point, like if you feel like some kind of physical reaction to seeing that person on commenting on your stuff or viewing a story or whatever, like, it's time to let that person go.
Right. Yeah. Because you don't really have to personally know somebody to know that they're just not your cup of tea. And you're probably not theirs either. And they're just too polite to block you. So go ahead and do both of y'all a favor. And you pull that trigger first.
Yeah. I think another misconception is the person don't want to be the bad guy and pull the trigger first. But you're not bad, and even if, you know, somebody it gets upset about it or feel a way about it, you're not a bad person.
No,
you didn't, you know, go to them and cuss them out and then say you're gonna block them or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, you did that for yourself. And also, I think we kind of hit all the points because they're all inclusive now. Mm-hmm. But we have one more. But I forgot my train of thought that quick.
Well, I can say real quick that while you think of your train of thought, for me, sometimes blocking people is more for their benefit than it is for mine, because I could be getting to that point where I really can't take it anymore and where I'm going to just say something. And so it's like a preemptive block. It's honestly to keep the peace. Like, cause me and Myra have been talking about blocking people for like the past like week or two. And, you know, Myra was still, you know, she was on her Martin talking about, oh, you know, I don't, you know, I want to keep the peace. And I'm like, blocking is keeping the peace, sis. My peace, your peace.
I feel like we just made a new shirt with that.
I love it.
I can't remember where I was going with that train of thought, but
it's fine. We feel you.
We just made a new t-shirt out of it, so it's fine. It's perfectly fine. Here's one that I feel like we personally have encountered with this show. Mm-hmm. But it's the person is unable to disagree reasonably.
Ooh, I love the girl. When I tell you, when I read that, it spoke to my disagree reasonably. I know it can be hard. I know we talk about a lot of charged things and we're very passionate about a lot of the things that we talk about. But one thing that I can say that I just really don't do is if somebody does post something that I just vehemently disagree with, if I don't consider them like a friend or somebody I can really talk to about things, I don't even approach them with it. Either I'm just gonna keep on scrolling, or I'm gonna unfollow, or I'm going to block. Like, I'm just not jumping in people's DMs to change their mind over something that they posted. And a lot of people have came to us, mostly Myra, trying to change her mind about something we've either said on the podcast or something like she has posted. And it's like, if you don't have to listen, you know, like, you don't have to follow. I just don't understand. Myra looked mad. I wish y'all could see her. Myra, speak on it.
I don't get it either. Cause it's mm-hmm. like, why are you even listening to this? Cause it's literally, we have a handful of people that literally only interact with us to argue.
To disagree.
Disagree mm-hmm. unreasonably. Mm-hmm. Like it's a sport. Mm-hmm. When it starts to feel like, oh, this person is only coming to me to go with the back and forth. Cause that's mm-hmm. fun for some people.
Yep, it is.
That is fun for some people. That is mm-hmm. sport. And that is emotional labor for you. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like that's the constant interaction, mm-hmm. they can go. And I didn't have the time to, but I thought about going back through our stuff to mm-hmm. figure out who that person is. Apparently they must still be listening and are okay. Cause they haven't popped up.
We ain't saying nothing.
We ain't saying nothing that triggered them. But that's
We did take a week off.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Maybe that's why. Mm-hmm. But I thought about, like, do I need to let them know or just go ahead and block them? I think I might go with the go ahead and block.
I'm not mad at that, because honestly, I just feel like you have to kind of check yourself. Like, if every time you are interacting with somebody is to, well, actually, or to mm-hmm. play devil's advocate, why are you still listening if 99% of the things that this person says or posts on social media, you don't agree with so strongly that you have feel the need to tell them about it? And it's like, I feel like people have this misconception about having a social media presence that it automatically means that you're open to all this criticism, that like unfair criticism or unreasonable criticism, not just criticism in general, but unfair, unreasonable criticism. And that's not what that means. Like, it'll be different if, you know, we say something like, if you disagree with what I just said, you know, send me a DM and let me know. I'm not going to get mad at you if that's what you do after that point. But like I said, if you want to, and if you do it every now and then, if you're giving feedback on the show and every now and then you're like, oh, I don't know about that, let me just kind of talk to them about that, that's perfectly fine too. But if literally every time you're interacting with somebody is to tell them, well, actually, I don't agree with that, and you should look at it this way, then you just really kind of need to check, why are you still listening? If that's the case, if literally that's all your interactions, because it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it's almost like just hate listening at that point, because mm-hmm. you're not even hearing the message. It's more so you're just looking for that little bit that you disagree with,
so you can jump. So you can
jump on it. So, but yeah, I totally agree with everything you said. Like, of course, everybody isn't going to agree with everything we say. We don't agree with everything mm-hmm. we say. Well, mm-hmm. you know, we don't agree with each other. We do agree mm-hmm. with what we put on the show,
right?
But it's another thing when your only interaction with us is to go back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unnecessary. And I just, I'm not going to follow anybody if that's all I want to do. And I mean, I kind of, the last time that this happened to me personally, at a point in the conversation, because I had really tried to end the conversation several different times and the person kind of just would not let it end. It felt the person was kind of trying to like prove their intelligence, or like prove they were smarter than me, or that they knew something that I didn't know. And it's like, I was never questioning your intelligence. Like, I don't do that. Like, I believe that everybody is smart and everybody has something, you know, valuable to bring to the table. So I'm not even questioning your intelligence. And I don't think it was even implied that I was questioning their intelligence at all. I was questioning their expertise on a certain subject, but I wasn't questioning their intelligence. And it felt like to me, they were trying to prove to me that they knew something that I didn't know. And I was just like, I mean, I literally ended the conversation with an emoji because I didn't know. I didn't want to say nothing. I didn't have nothing else to give. It was so ridiculous.
It was a sport for that person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is really weird. I'm not interested in playing that sport. I'm not interested in any sports, actually, but definitely not that one.
No.
But exactly. I think a lot of people don't take the extra step to go ahead and block or remove that person mm-hmm. because they're like, oh, they're not, you know, they're not being mean, so mm-hmm. to say, because none of these people that we're referring to were being mean to us, mm-hmm. but it is emotional labor.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm sure you get irritated by it or feel mm-hmm. some kind of emotional response to it. And that's not fair for that person to be taking your joy.
Right. Exactly.
For their entertainment.
Right. And I'm especially, you know, having a public platform, like if we misspeak or say something incorrectly or don't fully explain something, it's totally fine to come. And it's like, we've had plenty of people, even our patrons, be like, hey, Megan Myra, I loved y'all talking about this, but I feel like this was missing out of that conversation or this should be more, you know, further expanded on. Like, that is 100% great and awesome, and we absolutely welcome that type of feedback. But like I said, if the sole purpose is just to find something to disagree with, that's not something that is factually wrong that we said, but something that's actually just a difference of opinion, you can keep it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're gonna be rude about it. Like, if it's just my opinion versus yours and I didn't ask, I'm kind of good on that. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the unreasonable part. That's mm-hmm. the key. Because mm-hmm. we can disagree.
For sure.
And we can agree to disagree. It's mm-hmm. the unreasonable. Like, I want to make this very clear for people to be like, oh, you can't disagree with Meg and Myra. Like, no, that's not what we're saying. Mm-hmm. So don't run with it.
No. Mm-mm.
But yeah, that was all the points. But I think we kind of mixed in a feel. Yeah. We mixed in a bit, but everybody was like, yes, but mm-hmm. I just feel like things like that just need to be talked about a little bit more. Like mm-hmm. blocking or muting or unfollowing a person is not bad. And mm-mm. the person that you do that isn't a bad person. If somebody mm-hmm. blocks you, you're not a bad person.
No,
you just weren't, you know, y'all weren't on the same wavelength, right. or
whatever the reason, doesn't really matter what the reason is.
But exactly. And you know what,
we need to stop taking that personal.
Exactly. And there are so many like different people and personalities in this planner community. It's absolutely impossible that all of us are going to be on the same page 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's the toxic positivity in this community that kind of leads people to think like, oh, you know, I don't love her, but I got to just make it work. No, you don't. You don't. You actually don't, because I feel very free with my block list, and my block list is long, baby. Okay. And I feel good getting on my Instagram. I feel great with the people I follow, with the people I interact with. And if in there, I can 100% say, I don't follow anybody on Instagram that's stressing me out. I do not. That don't mean it can't change. If somebody who wasn't stressing me out start to stress me out, then guess what? Yeah. Well, guess what's going to happen? The block gonna stay hot. Okay. So
yeah, and that's true. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, all we have to do is respect each other. We don't have to love and live in this love and light fairy tale happy planner land. We don't have to live there.
No, we do not. We can live in the real world and be happy and have and not agree on everything. And like you said, Myra, agree to disagree, or just, you know, politely hit that unfollow button, hit that block button, and keep it moving.
Yeah, all we have to do is respect each other, especially like as the world quote unquote opens back up and we start to do like these conferences and meetups and stuff. We're probably going to come across one another, but that don't, we don't have to be like, oh, I blocked you. Like, we can keep it cordial. We can. Hey, how you doing? And keep it moving.
Right. And you know what? I'll bring this up real quick. I have seen some kind of speculation online for reasons why Myra has blocked certain people. You really don't have to wonder. The vibe was just off, and leave it at that. It's nothing to even speculate about.
Is it something that I don't know? Because I didn't. Look, I'm living in my own fairy tale. I'm telling people not to live in my life.
Yeah, Myra just forgot. Myra knows what I'm talking about. She just forgot. I'm not going to say it on here, but just know that Myra knows what I'm talking about.
Now I know. Yes. And that's why I said it doesn't matter. And that's why I love just leaving people in that darkness. Like, I don't know.
You just assume the vibe wasn't there. The vibe wasn't vibing, and you know, and keep it moving.
That's all we can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like me and Myra's block list look the exact same as well. Kind of aside, random aside.
Probably.
It probably is very simple. And you know what? Something that I do, so I know there are a lot of new people in the planner community. You join, you see a bunch of people, you follow a bunch of people. First thing you need to do when you create a planner Instagram, have a profile picture, because if I look, I randomly every once in a while, I'll go through and just see who's been looking at my stories. And if it's a faceless person with no posts, I'm probably going to block you. So I am going to block you, actually, because I just don't trust that. I feel like there are too many troll accounts. Too many people have burner accounts in this community. Too many people who you block them and, you know, all of a sudden it's five, you know, faceless accounts following you. I don't have time for that. And I want to protect my peace and protect my space. So, yeah. So first thing you need to do when you make a planner Instagram is make sure you have a profile picture. It don't even necessarily have to be a picture of your face. If you don't want it to be a picture of your face, make it a picture of your damn cat or your planner or whatever. But if it's just nothing and I see that you've been looking at my stories, I'm going to block you. I just did it the other day. Because out of nowhere, every once in a while, my stories usually get like maybe like 300 views. I'll have like 600, a crazy number. I'm going through and I'm blocking faceless people because I don't like that. I'm just saying.
I'm a both sides of that. Like, I do check who follows. I go through like who they are following. Like, if it's somebody who, if it's like planner 123, yeah, that's getting blocked. That's a burner account. Like, you can try to make a creative name. But if I could see like somebody is like trying and just haven't uploaded a pic, I like keep a good eye on that. I don't know.
What if they upload a pic or no post? A pic and no post is like mad, like sus.
Yeah. To me.
you know,
usually the ones I see do have posts on there. It kind of, it looks like somebody is just starting out and maybe not comfortable with sharing their face. But like totally you said, it doesn't necessarily have to be a picture of your face.
No. And like I said, if you just have no profile picture and I should have added, you have no profile picture and no post, I'm blocking you because that's weird to me. And I'm a little paranoid. I watch a lot of scary movies. So...
Not the scary movies, but I know a lot of people who are interested in just having numbers so they don't care about bots or sock accounts. I'm not interested in that. I really want people who are interested in engaging with my content to follow me. And that's why my engagement rates be high,
period.
I don't care about the follower count. I just want the engagement.
Exactly.
Because what's the point if only one person like a post and I have 100,000 followers, you know?
Oh, yeah. If you just hit a lurk, this is definitely not the IG peeps for you. Like, I like to talk to people and interact with people for sure. So, but that's, do what works for you. Obviously, you definitely need to move through life and be considerate of other people, but you need to be considerate of yourself and put yourself first, Also, prioritize your own mental health and happiness, and don't let Instagram become a miserable place for you because you're following all these people that you can't stand and you don't have the guts to unfollow or block them.
Yep.
You know, I'm giving you the courage. We're giving you the courage to do what you need to do and create your space the way you want it and make yourself happy with that. Because, I mean, there's so few things in life that we have control over. We have control over who we follow on social media. So you need to take control back and do what's best for you.
If it makes you feel a way, let them go.
Let
them go.
And if you want to be real messy, you know, you can screenshot your block list and send it to us. We would love to see who y'all block.
I feel like that's a Patreon thing.
The patrons will do it. We'll have random captions of what is in your Amazon wish list now, or what is in your Etsy cart right now. We need to do who is on your block list right now.
Listen, who do we need to be looking out for? We don't need to know why.
We don't need to know why.
I feel like the people in the Patreon has similar vibes.
They do.
So if they weren't vibing with you, they probably not going to vibe with us.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And this next part, because I don't want this episode to get too long, I just want to quickly say that I've been seeing a lot of people say that COVID is here to stay. No, it's not. It doesn't have to be. COVID does not have to be something like the flu. Like, it does not just have to be people.
Trumpies.
Blocked people have said this. Yes. Absolutely.
Are you for real?
Yes.
I just don't understand why people still follow.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, and all I'm saying is everybody do the responsible thing, get vaccinated if you are able to, wear masks, do what you need to do to protect yourself and others. You know, COVID is not a game. It's not the flu.
So basically it's here to stay so all of us can die.
What? That's what it sounds like. It
sounds. And then I have to question, why do these people follow that kind of ignorance?
And that, I feel like the politeness and the toxic positivity in the planner community is why people follow that type of BS, to be honest, especially if they don't agree with that. If you agree with it, go off. But if you don't, then if you're still following it, it's just because, like I said, toxic positivity, and you just need to, you know, put on your big girl pants and not deal with that. But yeah, I'm not accepting that. I feel like it's a big thing in American life to just accept certain things. It's just how it is, like the way that gun violence has just been accepted, in quotation marks,
which is
sad, and it's very sick. And I don't want this to be the type of world that my daughter grows up in. So I'm gonna fight like hell to change it. And that's why I'm not gonna accept COVID just being a part of our life and people dying because of COVID just being something that we accept. I'm not gonna wait until there's somebody close to me that dies to decide that that's not gonna be something that I accept. I've seen a lot of people doing that. People literally on their deathbeds talking about, make sure my kids get vaccinated. Why you didn't make sure your kids got vaccinated? Why you didn't make sure you got vaccinated?
actually going through this right now with my mom's best friend. She was not with the whole vax thing. And right before, because right now is not really looking too good.
Wow.
But before it got to that point, she was like, I wish I would have. And it's like, why do we have to be here? Yeah. Why do we have to be here? Why don't. Do you have to? It's just, it's sad. Really, it's sad. I do hope that she pulls through, but it's also like, man, it's just something that could have really been prevented.
Right. And you don't, like,
we know the vaccine works. Mm-hmm. We know more than likely she would not be where she was if she took that extra step.
Right. And my thing is, let's just say, because obviously there are breakthrough cases. Sometimes people who are vaccinated can still get COVID. They can still get sick. They can still die. It's not impossible. But I would have a lot more peace of mind personally knowing that I did everything that was in my power to avoid this. And, you know, this is just how it's, I can't do nothing else. At least you have that. But if you don't do everything that was in your power to avoid it and you end up in that type of situation, which is horrible, I don't wish that on anybody. I don't want any of us to learn the hard way. Nobody, Trumpy or not. I don't want you. I don't want your family. I don't want your child to learn the hard way. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just really, really pleading with people to get vaccinated if you're able to. If for whatever reason you can't do that or you don't want to do that, at least be responsible and wear masks when you are around other people. But, you know, I feel like the people that we're talking to, they get it.
And yeah, it's preaching to the choir, but
I just feel like it's just our responsibility on our platform to continue to say it, because you never know who might be tuning in for the first time, who might be listening. Yeah. You know, I want to support everybody, and I definitely support people's right to make their own decisions to the extent that it doesn't affect other people. And not getting vaccinated or not wearing a mask when you should is affecting other people. So
yeah, I 100% agree. Because, majority of these people that are in the situation, like my mom's friend, aren't vaccinated people.
Right.
Like, we know the vaccine obviously isn't a cure, because it wouldn't be called a vaccine. It will be called a cure. It's not a cure. There's risks with it. But why are we doing this gamble when we don't have to?
When we don't have to. Exactly. And let me tell you, the second they approve vaccinations for kids under 12, I will have my baby first in line to get vaccinated, because that will just give me the peace of mind that I have really just been desperate to get for months. I was desperate for me and my husband to get vaccinated. I'm desperate for my child to be vaccinated, just so we can know that no matter what happens, we did everything that we could in our power to protect her. That's my number one priority. And I want to protect other people's kids too. I want to protect other people too. So it's not just about us. It's about everybody just, you know, buckling down and doing what we need to do to protect each other. And it's just sad to me that this has just been become such a divisive this side versus that side thing, because we all should be in support of human life and maintaining our lives and our loved ones' lives and everybody's life. But I refuse to let COVID get normalized. It's never going to be normalized to me. So I refuse.
Yeah, I believe that there's going to be some changes in place because of COVID, but the disease itself doesn't have to be here to stay. We can, we eradicated many, many other diseases. People forget that you know, you had to be vaccinated to be in a public school.
The fact that we all, like 99% of us, have been vaccinated.
Like, what are you saying? None of us has mumps or dying from measles because of vaccines. None of us have polio. Like, what are you saying? And for people's like, oh, I'm waiting on the FDA to approve it. You know that's a federal government organization, right?
It takes them forever. That is not a sign. Do you know how many things they have not approved? Like, literally, random aside, I was on Target.com looking for some like vitamin D gummies to help my daughter's like immune system, because, you know, she just been sick all the time now that she back in daycare. And It has on there the disclaimer, this has not been FDA approved. Every single gummy, every single vitamin, all that stuff, the majority of that stuff that people are just buying from Target, no problem, literally putting in their bodies, giving to their babies, are not FDA approved. So it's like, since when are we all so hung up on this FDA approval?
Yeah, it's really weird. It's really weird. Because like I don't trust the government, so let me wait on the FDA.
But I don't trust science and I don't trust medical professionals until I get sick and I need them to save my life. Now I'm gonna trust them. Make it make sense.
It makes no sense. There's a lot of medical professionals that work with the FDA. At this point, y'all just making excuses.
Period.
Just say that.
Just say you don't want it. Just, I would respect you just, more yes, if you just cut your excuses out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird. It's more mind blowing that people still follow that mess.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's mind blowing.
Yeah, I think we should coin like a new term, like toxic politeness or something. Like it kind of goes a step further than toxic positivity. It's like literally just like walking on eggshells and continuing to have people in your space that you don't care for. Because you're just for the sake of being polite.
Yeah, I don't it's want like, that. Oh, that's their opinion. Like, no, something as serious as this, we can't mm-hmm. just be like, oh, that's their opinion. Like, oh, that's their opinion. They like pineapples on pizza. You know, that's exactly. Oh, that's their opinion.
Exactly.
Not
exactly.
Oh, that's their opinion. They're yep. gonna go vacation and being openly about not being vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, you no. know what? I'm amending our former stance that the only thing we cannot disagree on is racism. The only other thing that we cannot disagree on is COVID. Get your life.
It is so real. It is so real. It is so mm-hmm. disappointing because now our kids are on the line. Like, obviously, with a lot, you know, adults have the opportunity to get vaccinated. And those who are, mm-hmm. the virus is spreading over to the people who can't get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And that's why there is an influx of children in ICU. Yep. That's why these children's hospitals are running out of beds.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We all had this idea that they couldn't get it or wouldn't, mm-hmm. you know, do anything to them or whatever, or wouldn't be as serious. But mm-hmm. y'all also have to remember, we took our kids out of school once the stuff started popping off.
Right.
So they didn't really have a chance to attack our children like that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
It's just 1 + 1 = 2.
Mm-hmm. The math is mathing. You're just ignoring it.
You wanted to equal 5 so mm-hmm. bad.
Because my thing is, if you don't trust science, at least trust math. That don't ever change. 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2.
Not 5.
Nope. But yeah, guys, we just want to. I'm annoyed. Okay.
real quick. Yes, I just picture these people like trying to push in a triangle into a square. You know, mm-hmm. that little kid toy? Mm-hmm. That's what I imagine these people trying
to do. It's not going to fit.
And feeling justified in that.
It's not going to fit.
Like all on a public Instagram page saying this.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch Flavor of Love?
Yes.
It just reminds me of Give It Up Delicious in New York. Give It Up Delicious, okay?
Okay. New York is Man. The
queen
of everything. Reality
queen of everything. TV. Love her. if you ever need to pick me up, go to YouTube and search Best of New York. Just Best of New York from Flavor Love or whatever. It's just gym after gym after gym. And she don't follow people to be polite. So be more mm-hmm. like New York. Be like New York. But yeah,
why she a anti-vaxxer or something? I just feel like,
Mara, don't even put that out there. Don't even put that out there. I couldn't take it in my heart. That would be like Beyonce being an anti-vaxxer. It would just be so heartbreaking to me.
Yeah, it really would. It just would. But Beyonce would never.
No,
she would never.
And if she did, we wouldn't even know about it. So, because she keeps her business to herself. Period.
Very much so.
But yeah, Real quickly before we end it, I just wanted to send a shout out to our girl, Wrong Wrong. She hosted a giveaway that was exclusive to our Patreons. That's why you did not see it on our social media or anything. It was just exclusive to our Patreon Facebook group. That was so awesome. So sweet of her to do. Two of our lucky patrons won her whole upcoming fall release. So they'll be getting that soon. And I was so jealous. I wanted to enter the giveaway. Like,
oh my god, when she dropped exactly what she is releasing, I was like, oh, I'm so jealous. But shout out to y'all, man. I know y'all gonna love it. Jen and Naomi. Yeah, so shout out to y'all. This is why you need to be over on the Patreon, like,
period.
We don't just sit there and talk about releases all day. We do awesome things.
We do
We have fun.
Yes, we do. And we have awesome people. And one thing that Myra had kind of brought up was the idea about having some of our favorite people in the community join our meetups. So hopefully we're going to work on that over the next couple months, so we can have some fantastic people that we just love and adore in this community join our next meetups. So our patrons can talk to them more on a more personal, private level, because what happens in the meetup stays in the meetup. Dude. So it's lit. Yes. It's really, really lit. But yeah, like Myra said, make sure you check out plannersandwinepod.com. That is where you can find everything, our Be Inclusive and Chill pins, also our planner and podcast consultations, our Patreon, our merch, all that good stuff. That's all I got, Myra. Did you want to add anything else?
Nope. Still a Dr. Fauci Stan podcast.
Period. Period. Hi, Dr. Fauci. You silver fox. You. He's so cute. Why he's so cute? He cute and smart. Okay. What a flex.
What a flex. But a flex. Yeah, please go out there and get vaccinated. Yes. And stop listening to these Facebook memes. Go talk to your doctor.
Period.
If you're really that concerned about it, go talk to them.
Talk to a medical.
Because ain't nothing good came out of Facebook.
Or YouTube.
Besides, you know, Wild. What?
It's besides Wild, yes, and our Patreon group.
Yes.
And don't just rely on random YouTube, because I promise you, on the internet, you can find somebody who agree with any conspiracy theory you can think of, okay? There's somebody out there right now making whole videos talking about dogs can walk on water. I promise you, it's out there. I'm actually going to search and see if I can find some.
It probably is.
To prove my point.
It probably is. That's the thing. That's the scary thing about the internet. You can find proof in quotations to whatever you think.
Yep. Talk to somebody who went to a accredited medical school. Accredited.
Yeah.
Medical
school. Which is your doctor.
Not medicalschool.com. That's not gonna work.
Not somebody who took a biology class twice.
And failed.
Because they failed the first
and they on the internet. Okay, that's why I do not listen to myself. I listen to the medical professionals. Okay.
Yes.
But yeah, yes. We love you guys so much. This was such a fun episode. Thank y'all so much for listening. Make sure you give us some reasonable feedback. We love to hear it. We love to see it. And we'll talk to y'all next week.
Bye, guys.